Okay, this one's basically asking the annoying but useful question. What layer do you actually need? And when does the fancy rapper stop earning rent?
Yeah, and that's the right fight. The article's core claim is pretty clean. LangChain, Llama Index, and Raw SDK calls are solving different layers of the stack, so comparing them like they're substitutes is already a little off.
And that's such an exploring next disease, honestly. We keep ending up at, is this a model problem, a loop problem, or just a plumbing problem?
Exactly. LangChain is the orchestration layer, Llama Index is the retrieval layer, and Raw API calls are the I want the least stuff between me and the provider stance. The article's not saying one wins everywhere, which is good, because that would be silly.
How are you doing, by the way? You look like you've been arguing with a stack trace in your head all morning.
Pretty much. I'm fine, though. And the article does a decent job of grounding the choice in actual failure modes, not vibes. Like 6 months later, you're either debugging 40 frames deep or paying for abstraction you didn't need.
That's the part I care about. If the thing saves a team from hand-rolling memory, routing, tool calls, and all the glue, great. But if it's just making a simple app feel ceremonious, I'm suspicious on your behalf.
LangGraph is the strongest technical example here. The article points to directed graphs, type state and checkpointers, to SQLite, PostgreSQL, or Redis, which is a real production story. Pausing an agent and resuming it later is annoying to build, well, and I buy that as a use case.
Right. And that's where the product argument gets honest. If your team needs stateful workflows, that's not fluff. That's a thing people will actually ship and maintain, which is more than I can say for half the platform launches that float by.
The overhead numbers are the part I'd keep asterisked. The article says LangChain adds about 10 milliseconds per step and LangGraph about 14, which is small next to a 1 to 3 second model call. But not small if you're doing high-throughput work all day.
And then there's the debugging tax. Stack traces that run 15 to 40 frames into framework code are the kind of thing that makes a team quietly start rewriting pieces at midnight.
Quietly, yes. Very normal, very healthy engineering behavior.
The cost example is the one that makes the article feel less theoretical. For a basic RAG pipeline, it cites a comparison where LangChain came out at 2.7 times the cost of a native implementation. That's not framework overhead as a slogan. That's somebody watching the bill.
And I'd still be careful with that example, because one pipeline is not a universal law. But it is enough to make the real point. Abstraction can consume tokens, not just developer time. If the wrapper is doing extra work you don't need, the model bill notices.
Right, and the article's practical advice is basically, choose the smallest thing that covers the job. Not because minimalism is morally superior. Because 6 months from now, you want the system you can still explain without a diagram and a cold compass.
That's fair. And I do like that it separates adoption from ideology. LangChain is still a good fit when you need composition, memory, tools, or agent workflows. Llama Index makes sense when retrieval quality is the point. Raw calls win when the app is simple enough that the framework stops paying for itself.
Exactly. And the weirdly nice thing is that this isn't a framework loyalty test. It's just a matching problem, which is rare and refreshing, frankly.
You of a rare moment of architecture not being a personality quiz. We should put that on the show somewhere and pretend we invented it.
Please don't. We've done enough damage to the internet for one Wednesday. But yeah, this is a good read because it treats the stack like a stack, not a team jersey.
And that's why the article mostly holds up. Technically, it overstates a few numbers in the usual blog post way, but the underlying distinction is solid, and the migration back to raw calls point is believable for enough teams that I'd take it seriously.
Yeah. Okay, Tyler, I'm putting this in the category of annoying because useful, which is usually the good stuff.
That's almost always the good stuff.
Fine, you win. I'm going to go admire the part where a framework article accidentally becomes a budget article. Talk soon, Tyler.